Bonsoir. Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. On va commencer la réunion. Good evening, everyone. So we'll begin the meeting, the extraordinary meeting. Séance extraordinaire du Conseil du 24 janvier 2023. Ouverture de la séance. Welcome, everyone. First, establishment of a quorum and opening of the meeting. Ouverture de la séance. Donc, on a le quorum. Prends les présences. Chantal.
Oui, c'est ça.
Julie.
Yes.
Daniel.
Présent.
Rob.
Yep.
Jerry.
Yes. Okay,
merci. Donc, on a le quorum. Deux, le point numéro deux, adoption of the agenda. Point numéro deux, adoption de l'ordre du jour. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur? Rob? OK. Accepté par Chantal, Julie,
yes.
Daniel?
Oui.
Jerry?
Yes.
Rob. Point numéro trois, avis de motion et règlement. Point number three, notice of motion and bylaws. 3.1, notice of motion bylaw number 298-2023, decreeing the imposition of taxes and compensation for the year 2023. 3.1, avis de motion, règlement numéro 298-2023, décrétant l'imposition des taxes et compensations pour l'année 2023. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur? Daniel?
Donc, je vais la lire.
OK.
Donc, conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec, M. Daniel Saint-Onge donne un avis de motion de la présentation lors d'une prochaine séance du Conseil d'un règlement décrétant l'imposition des taxes et compensations pour l'année 2023, conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec. Des copies du projet de règlement sont mises à la disposition du public lors de cette présente séance du Conseil, ainsi que sur le site Web de la municipalité. Conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec, le responsable de l'accès à l'information de la municipalité délivrera une copie du projet de règlement à toute personne qui en fera la demande dans les deux jours de calendrier précédant la tenue de la séance lors de laquelle il sera adopté. Et conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec, la directrice générale mentionne que les coûts associés à la mise en place de ce règlement ont été prévus lors de l'adoption du budget 2023. En anglais. In accordance of the article 445 of the Municipal Code of Quebec, Mr. Daniel Saint-Onge give notice of motion for the presentation at the future council meeting of a bylaw decreeing the imposition of tax and compensation for year 2023 in accordance of Article 445 of the Municipal Code of Quebec. Copy of this draft bylaw are made available to the public during this current meeting and on the municipality website. In accordance of Article 445 of the Municipal Code of Quebec, the person in charge of access to the document of the municipality will deliver a copy of this draft bylaw to any person who requests it two calendar day preceding the holding of this session at which it will be adopted. And in accordance of Article 445 of the Municipal Code of Quebec, the Director General mentioned that the costs associated with the implementation of this bylaw were provided for during the adoption of the annual budget 2023.
Merci. Maintenant, le point 3.2. Dépôt, projet de règlement numéro 298-2023, décrétant l'imposition des taxes et compensations pour l'année 2023. 3.3, avis de motion, règlement numéro 299-2023, modifiant le règlement de zonage numéro 192-2012, afin d'autoriser l'usage établissement de résidence principale dans certaines zones et d'ajouter certaines conditions. 3.3, notice of motion, bylaw number 299-2023, modifying zoning bylaw number 192-2012, in order to authorize the use main resident establishment in certain zones and to add certain conditions. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur? Chantal?
Donc, je vais peut-être le lire parce qu'il y en a des dispositions. Okay. Conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec, Mme Chantal Scapineau donne un avis de motion de la présentation lors d'une prochaine séance du Conseil d'un règlement modifiant le règlement de zonage 192-2012 afin d'autoriser l'usage établissement de résidence principale dans certaines zones et d'ajouter certaines conditions. Conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec, l'objet du règlement est d'autoriser l'usage accessoire à l'habitation, établissement de résidence principale pour les zones URB 132, URB 134, RU 135, URB 141 et RU 147 et de modifier les grilles d'usage et normes pour ces mêmes zones. Également, le règlement est modifié par l'ajout, après l'alinéa 10.15, des conditions à respecter pour un établissement de résidence principale, soit le respect de la capacité de l'installation sanitaire par rapport au nombre de chambres, la location s'effectue dans la résidence principale du propriétaire ou de l'occupant, et que la période de location s'effectue sur une période de 31 jours ou moins. Conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec, la directrice mentionne qu'aucun coût n'est relié à ce règlement. Conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal, des copies du projet de règlement sont mises à la disposition du public lors de cette présente séance du Conseil, ainsi que sur le site web de la municipalité. Conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec, le responsable de l'accès aux documents de la municipalité délivrera une copie du projet de règlement à toute personne qui en fera la demande dans les 2 jours calendrier précédant la tenue de la séance lors de laquelle il sera adopté. Donc, faire peut-être une présentation du projet de règlement. Ce règlement-là, ou les règlements qu'on va voir... Oh, il faudrait que je le fasse en anglais, hein?
Vous parlez très vite.
Excusez-moi, je parle là, ce soir. OK. Donc, do you want me to repeat in English all the statements?
Yes.
OK. It doesn't say a lot of things, but... Okay. So, in accordance with the article 445 of the Municipal Code of Québec, Mrs. Chantal Scapineau gave a notice of motion for the presentation at a future council meeting of a bylaw modifying the zoning bylaw number 192-2012 in order to authorize the use principal resident establishment in certain zone and to add certain conditions. In accordance of Article 445 of Municipal Code of Québec, I mentioned that the object of the bylaw is to authorize the use of accessory to the dwelling establishment of principal resident for zone URB 132, 132, URB 134, RU 135, URB 141, and RU 147, and to modify the grids of use and standards for these same area. Also, the regulations are amended by adding, after paragraph 10.15, the condition to be met for a principal resident establishment, so by the compliance with the capacity of the sanitary facility in relation to the number of rooms, that the rental is take place in the main residence of the owner of the occupant, and the rental period is for a period of 30 days or less. In accordance of Article 445 of the Municipal Code of Québec, the Director General mentioned that no cost is related to this bylaw. In accordance with the Article 445 of the Municipal Code of Québec, copies of the draft bylaw are made available to the public during this current meeting, as well as on the website of the municipality. In accordance of Article 445 of Municipal Code of Québec, the person in charge of access to the document of the municipality will deliver a copy of the draft bylaw to any person requested in within 2-day calendar days preceding the holding of the sitting at which it will be adopted. Donc, pour faire un résumé, une présentation de ce projet de règlement, il y a une nouvelle loi au niveau qui a été passée par le gouvernement du Québec pour autoriser les gens qui ont une résidence principale, donc que c'est pas un chalet, pas un condo qu'on a quelque part, mais vraiment leur résidence principale, à louer comme un Airbnb, si on veut, partout. Donc, la municipalité, à ce moment-là, sur tout le territoire de la municipalité, à la mi-mars, automatiquement, si la municipalité ne passait pas un règlement ou débutait pas les approbations de règlement, le Airbnb dans des résidences principales était permis sur tout le territoire. Actuellement, le conseil a pris la décision, d'essayer de maintenir le statu quo sur le territoire. Donc, et pour ça, on doit absolument adopter un règlement ou réadopter nos règlements pour que celui-ci, qu'on applique comme on l'était avant. Donc, ce que ça veut dire en gros, les résidences principales, qui est une nouvelle définition dans la loi, un établissement de résidence principale ou qu'on fait de la location de Airbnb, va être autorisé dans les secteurs où c'est actuellement autorisé, mais va être interdite dans tous les autres secteurs de la municipalité. Donc, dans les zones URB 132, URB 134, RU 135, URB 141 et RU 147, où la location de résidence court terme est déjà autorisée, les propriétaires de ces zones-là vont pouvoir faire de la location dans leur résidence principale de type Airbnb. Par contre, à l'extérieur de ces zones-là, la location court terme dans les résidences principales, donc votre résidence principale, ne sera pas permise. Donc, c'est l'objet un peu des règlements. Pour faire ça, on a ce premier règlement-là qu'on doit adopter. Il y a le deuxième règlement qu'on va faire par la suite où, à ce moment-là, il y a une modification, il y a un ajout de clause d'établissement de résidence principale où est-ce qu'on va dire que la résidence, comme telle, là, je l'explique sommairement, mais on va avoir une assemblée publique de consultation. Donc, ce que ça vient dire, c'est que on l'autorise dans les zones qu'on a autorisées, mais que le deuxième règlement va dire on le prohibe partout, sauf dans les zones qu'on l'a autorisées dans le premier règlement. Et le troisième, je me rappelle plus, l'instant. Okay. Le troisième va venir changer les définitions dans le règlement de permis et certificat. Donc, on va ajouter les définitions dans les règlements. Donc, c'est assez complexe, mais sachez qu'au bout du compte, au bout de ce processus-là, la situation va rester exactement comme elle est présentement sur le territoire. Donc, comme tout règlement d'urbanisme, ces règlements-là, étant donné que c'est des résidences de tourisme, ça touche aux résidences, aux établissements de résidence principale, le gouvernement, en changeant la loi, a établi une procédure spéciale pour ce type de règlement-là. Donc, à la prochaine, si le conseil accepte aujourd'hui, à la prochaine, il va y avoir une assemblée de consultation sur tous ces règlements-là. Donc, avec l'urbaniste qui va pouvoir vous expliquer exactement en détail les impacts de cette réglementation-là, comme c'est prévu par la loi. Et cette rencontre-là, si le conseil va décider la date, serait avant la prochaine assemblée de conseil, donc le 13 février à 18h30. Mais ça, c'est sous réserve de ce que le conseil va accepter. Donc, c'était la présentation de ce premier projet de règlement. Okay. Donc, I will explain it in English because I know that it's it's not easy. Okay. So, the government of Quebec changed the law a few months ago. So, and he decided to give the authorization to all to rent short-term rental, but in the principal residency, okay? So not in your cottage, not in your condo that you go on vacation, but at your main place of residence. So the municipality, if the municipality do nothing, it will be authorized everywhere in the territory.
Well, you can have a referendum.
Yeah, but it will be in the process.
Okay? So the municipality have the right to opt out of that?
Just let me finish so yeah. Everyone will understand what I talk, and after a okay. Period of question, maybe I will answer, but we will have also another meeting just to explain that. To have the statu quo, the municipality have to do adopt some bylaw. So the first bylaw that we talked, the 299/2022, it's to authorize the owner to rent his main home like an Airbnb in specific zone, in the same zone that actually it's authorized. So you cannot do an Airbnb in Arrington everywhere. You have to do it in the zone URB 132, URB 134, RU 135, URB 141, and RU 147. Okay, it's the only place that you can do Airbnb. Oh, I don't have the detail, but it will be on the presentation on the public meeting. Today we just begin the process. So
there's a couple on like up north with Dull Lake, and then there's along the 327, same zones, five zones as we have today. There's a map that demonstrates all that.
Okay. So what the council wants to do is maintain the statu quo for the moment and don't wait to analyze every zone. So for the moment, they want to continue the statu quo. So that's why they passed the bylaw. So the three bylaw that we have tonight related to urbanists, the first one is to authorize Airbnb in principal home in this bylaw. The other bylaw is to not authorize the Airbnb in main home in all the other zones of the municipality. And the third bylaw is to add some definition to the bylaw related to permit and certificate. So, but we will have a specific public consultation meeting. The council will decide tonight, but it will maybe on the February 13 at 6 or 6:30, where it has to be defined. So the urbanist will be there and will be able to answer your question more specifically.
Okay, merci. Tantôt. Après, oui. OK. 3.4, filing draft bylaw number 299-2023, modifying zoning bylaw number 192-2012, in order to authorize the use main residence establishment in certain zones and to add certain conditions. 3.4, the dépôt. Un projet de règlement numéro 299-2023, modifiant le règlement zonage numéro 192-2012, afin d'autoriser l'usage établissement de résidence principale dans certaines zones et d'ajouter certaines conditions. 3.5, Adoption Draft Bylaw Number 299-2023, modifying zoning bylaw number 192-2012 in order to authorize the use main residence establishment in certain zones and to add certain conditions. 3.5, adoption du projet de règlement numéro 299-2023, modifiant le règlement zonage numéro 192-2012 afin d'autoriser l'usage établissement de résidence principale dans certaines zones et d'ajouter certaines conditions. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur? Julie? Accepté par Chantal? Oui. Daniel? Oui. Rob?
Oui.
Jerry?
Yes.
Merci. 3.6. Avis de motion. Règlement numéro 300-2023. Modifiant le règlement de zonage numéro 192-2012 afin de prohiber l'usage établissement de résidence principale dans certaines zones du territoire. 3.6.
Oups, ça me prend un... Ouais, mais
là, je vais en anglais.
Ah, OK.
Ouais. Là, notice of motion, bylaw number 300-2023, modifying zoning bylaw number 192-2012, in order to prohibit the main residence establishment used in certain areas of the territory. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur? Chantal? Tu sais?
Je vais juste le lire. Conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec, Mme Chantal Scapineau donne un avis de motion de la présentation lors d'une prochaine séance du Conseil d'un règlement modifiant le règlement de zonage numéro 192-2012 afin de prohiber l'usage établissement de résidence principale dans certaines zones du territoire. Conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec, on mentionne que l'objet du règlement est de prohiber l'usage accessoire à l'habitation, établissement de résidence principale, pour toute zone du territoire, à l'exception des zones URB 132, URB 134, RU 135, URB 141 et RU 147, où l'usage accessoire sera permis. Conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec, la directrice générale mentionne qu'aucun coût n'est relié à ce règlement. Conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec, des copies du projet de règlement sont mises à la disposition du public lors de cette présente séance du Conseil, ainsi que sur le site Web de la municipalité. Conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec, le responsable de l'accès aux documents de la municipalité délivrera une copie du projet de règlement à toute personne qui en fera les demandes dans les 2 jours de calendrier précédant la tenue de la séance lors de laquelle il sera adopté. In accordance with the Article 445 of the Municipal Code of Quebec, Madame Chantal Scapineau gave a notice of motion for the presentation at a future council meeting of a bylaw modifying zoning bylaw number 192-2012 in order to prohibit the main resident establishment use in certain area of the territory. In accordance with Article 445 of the Municipal Code of Quebec, I mentioned that the object of the bylaw is to prohibit the accessory use to the dwelling establishment of principal resident for all the zone of the territory, with the exception for the zone URB 132, URB 134, RU 135, URB 141, and RU 147, where accessory use will be permitted. In accordance with the Article 445 of the Municipal Code of Quebec, the Director General mentioned that no cost is related to this bylaw. In accordance with Article 445 of Municipal Code of Quebec, copy of this draft bylaw are made available to the public during this current meeting, as well as on the municipality website. In accordance with Article 445 of the Municipal Code of Quebec, the person in charge of access to the document of the municipality will deliver a copy of draft bylaw to any person who requests it within 2 calendar days preceding the holding of the sitting at which it will be adopted. Just for the explication, pour celui-là, pour ce règlement-là, donc ce qu'on fait, c'est d'interdire, à l'exception des zones mentionnées, le droit de faire du Airbnb dans sa résidence principale. So, this bylaw, as I said before, is to said that the person who are not in the 5 zone cannot do Airbnb in their main residence.
Merci. 3.7. Filing draft bylaw number 300-2023, amending zoning bylaw number 192-2012, in order to prohibit the main residence establishment use in certain areas of the territory. 3.7, dépôt, projet de règlement numéro 300-2023, modifiant le règlement de zonage numéro 192-2012, afin de prohiber l'usage établissement de résidence principale dans certaines zones du territoire. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur?
Non, c'est un dépôt.
Ah, oh, c'est vrai, c'est un dépôt. OK.
Le prochain.
3.8, adoption, draft bylaw number 300-2023, modifying zoning bylaw number 192-2012 in order to prohibit the main resident establishment use in certain areas of the territory. 3.8, adoption, projet de règlement numéro 300-2023, modifiant le règlement zonage numéro 192-2012, afin de prohiber l'usage établissement de résidence principale dans certaines zones du territoire. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur? Jerry? Accepté par Rob?
Oui.
Daniel?
Oui.
Julie?
Yes.
Chantal?
Oui.
Merci. Notice of motion, bylaw number 301-2023, amending bylaw on permits and certificates 195-2012, in order to add certain definitions. 3.9, avis de motion, règlement numéro 301-2023, modifiant le règlement sur les permis et certificats 195-2012, afin d'ajouter certaines définitions. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur? Daniel? Merci.
Donc, conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec, M. Daniel Saint-Onge donne un avis de motion de la présentation lors d'une prochaine séance du Conseil d'un règlement modifiant le règlement sur les permis et certificats 195-2012 afin d'ajouter certaines définitions. Conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec, l'objet du règlement est d'ajouter les définitions suivantes au règlement sur les permis et certificats 195-2012. Donc, établissement d'hébergement touristique, établissement de résidence principale et résidence principale. Conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec, la directrice générale mentionne qu'aucun coût n'est relié à ce règlement. Conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec, des copies du projet de règlement sont mises à la disposition du public lors de cette présente séance du Conseil ainsi que sur le site Web de la municipalité. Et conformément à l'article 445 du Code municipal du Québec, le responsable d'accès aux documents de la municipalité délivrera une copie du projet de règlement à toute personne qui en fera la demande dans les 2 jours calendriers précédant la tenue de la séance lors de laquelle il sera adopté. So in English, in accordance with Article 445 of Municipal Code of Quebec, they have an error there. Okay. Sorry. Just have it there. Okay. In accordance of Article 445 of Municipal Code of Quebec, Mr. Daniel Saint-Onge gave a notice of motion for a presentation at a future council meeting of a bylaw, amending bylaw on permit and certificate 195-2012 in order to add certain definition. In accordance with the Article 445 of the Municipal Code of Quebec, the purpose of the bylaw is to add following definition to the bylaw on permits and certificate 195-2012, tourist accommodation establishment, principal resident establishment, and main resident. In accordance with Article 445 of the Municipal Code of Quebec, the Director General mentioned that no cost is related to this bylaw. In accordance with Article 445 of the Municipal Code of Quebec, copy of draft bylaw are made available to the public during this current meeting, as well as on the municipality website. In accordance of Article 445 of the Municipal Code of Quebec, the person in charge of access to documents of the municipality will deliver a copy of the draft bylaw to any person who requests it within 2 calendar days preceding the holding of the sitting at which it will be adopted. Donc, pour faire un résumé de ce projet de règlement-là, donc ce projet de règlement-là va ajouter trois définitions au niveau du règlement des permis des certificats. Donc, la définition d'établissement d'hébergement touristique, la définition d'établissement de résidence principale et la définition de résidence principale. So, this bylaw will add on the bylaw for the permit and certificate 3 definitions. So, tourist accommodation establishment, principal resident establishment, and main residence.
Merci. 3.10, filing draft bylaw number 301-2023, amending the bylaw on permits and certificates 195-2012 in order to add certain definitions. 3.10, dépôt, projet de règlement numéro 301-2023, modifiant le règlement sur les permis et certificats 195-2012 afin d'ajouter certaines définitions. 3.11, adoption, bylaw number 301-2023, amending bylaw on permits and certificates 195-2012 in order to add certain definitions. 3.11, adoption, projet de règlement numéro 301-2023, modifiant le règlement sur les permis et certificats 195-2012 afin d'ajouter certaines définitions. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur? Julie? Accepté par Chantal?
Oui.
Daniel? Rob?
Oui.
Jerry?
Yes.
Merci. Okay. 3.12, date of the public consultation meeting, various urban planning regulations. 3.12, date de l'Assemblée publique de consultation, divers règlements d'urbanisme.
Donc, la proposition est d'avoir une Assemblée publique de consultation le 13 février, donc à 18h30 avant l'Assemblée régulière du Conseil, pour les projets de règlement 297-2023 concernant la démolition. Concernant également le projet de règlement 299-2023, modifiant le règlement de zonage 192-2012 afin d'autoriser l'usage établissement de résidence principale dans certaines zones et d'ajouter certaines conditions. Également sur le projet de règlement 300-2023, modifiant le règlement de zonage 192-2012 afin de prohiber l'usage établissement de résidence principale dans certaines zones du territoire. Et sur le projet de règlement 301-2023, modifiant le règlement sur les permis certificats 195-2012 afin d'ajouter certaines définitions. So the proposition is to have a public consultation meeting on February 13, 2023 at 6:30 p.m. just before the regular meeting here at the Lost River Community Center. So for this bylaw, urbanist bylaw, so the draft bylaw number 297-2023 concerning demolition, draft bylaw 299-2023 modifying zoning bylaw number 192-2012 in order to authorize the use of main resident establishment in certain zones and to add certain conditions, draft bylaw number 300-2023 modifying zoning bylaw number 192-2012 in order to prohibit the use of a main resident establishment in certain area of the territory, draft bylaw number 301-2023 amending bylaw on permit and certificate 195-2012 in order to add certain definitions. Donc, est-ce que le conseil est d'accord avec ce...
Oui.
Oui.
Chantal? Oui.
Que ça va?
Julie?
Oui.
Daniel?
Oui.
Rob?
Oui.
Jerry?
Oui.
OK, moi aussi.
Donc, parfait.
OK, point numéro 4, période des questions. Point number 4, question period. Mr. Rajan?
I have a question on Article 9, which was all voted on. At the meeting the other night, we were pretty well assured that you weren't going to move ahead with any of this, and I understand you also budgeted a $30,000 amount to have a study done on what's going to happen here. And yet on Article number 9, you're now imposing a tax that calls for bins at every residence in the territory.
No, it's not the... It's a... It will be decided with the association and with the Sudinov study.
Everyone just voted on a bylaw, right, that imposes a new tax on every residence in the territory.
Oh, no, that's true. Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
So we're buying the bins regardless of what the consultant says?
No.
Why are you taxing us?
Yeah. Because we need to tax you because we will implement a new... PGMR, the garbage, so...
How do you know? You've already decided what the consultant's going to tell you?
No.
Oh.
But
you're just picking a number out of the thing and saying, what if the consultant says tax don't work here? How does this tax work?
But we will adjust the tax next year.
So reimbursement if...
Yes.
It'll be adjusted for towards...
obligation. To make a change for the recycling for the compost materials. In the end, if the study says we do nothing, then there's no charges and we'll reimburse you. But it is forecast that there will be some changes required, but we don't know what they are yet.
So when do you start imposing taxes before a consultant delivers their report?
Yeah.
Have you talked to any municipalities? We just passed another thing saying that you're going to have a consultation period over bed and breakfast or something like that. This affects every citizen in the municipality, everyone. No one has talked to me about it. No one has talked to our association about it. And in the short number of people that I have talked in the middle of winter about this, that there is not one resident of our 100 residents who agree with having these facts in their thing. So I think the minimum council should be doing is saying, let's step back and talk to the citizens about this.
Yeah.
I don't know if you asked in this room whether any citizen before December the 19th, when you passed that budget, whether any citizen or during the election a year ago, that anyone said we are going to totally change the way we collect garbage in the municipality and we're not going to consult with the citizens.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me. Not at all. And anyone that votes for this is also to say, oh, and we're going to do a study, but don't worry, we're going to tax you. We don't know why we're going to tax you, really, is what you're saying.
We're asking you to pay for it before anything's done.
Anyways, this is so bad.
Why are we doing a tax? Why are we doing a study that we're going to pay for, but everybody here doesn't want it? That's your study.
Because we have to change.
We have to.
The government says we have
why
to change
are we not
our ways of picking up.
Before we change this?
We are not allowed.
Why are we not?
We're not allowed to put compost in our garbage anymore.
Bring
we're doing
the
it.
We show us the law and talk to people.
There's other ways to do it.
No.
You're proceeding. You're taxing people on the assumption you're going to go ahead with this.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we've been around, by the way, we've been doing garbage like this as long as I can remember. I can't imagine. Harrington's been around since 1855. I can't imagine that 1 year or 12 months and going back and talking to people and getting this right. This is going to affect us for decades to come. Every person is there. I drive to Cromwell every day. When I drive to Cromwell, I see those backs along 327. You know what they're doing? People don't even bring them in now. So around our association, we're going to have these backs sitting around with people, and people can't drag them up and they can't drag them in.
Yeah.
So I think when I talked to each one of you counselors individually, you said, don't worry, nothing's going to happen. Basically now you've imposed the tax on us, or you plan on imposing a tax, calling a special meeting as if this has to be done, like, next week.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been doing this for 30 or 40 years. At least talk to some of the citizens in the municipalities and talk to the association. I think your feedback...
That's what we'll do. over the next few months.
We are going to do that. We will not be buying bins.
The government's mandating a change, but
let's get the studies coming first.
You're passing the bylaw.
Tax comes first. You have to.
We have to do something with our garbage collection.
Yeah.
We have to monitor. We have to do something to make it better. We're getting stuff dumped on.
Wait, Terry, they said that 6 years ago.
Wait.
So let's do the study. We've done it 6 years
ago. The study is almost finished. I'm just saying, we're going to get the results.
Okay, on it.
It's not a, basically.
There's a bunch of us that have a question.
These are the citizens of the representative.
Okay.
I just don't see it.
Hey, I have
it. I don't see how you can conclude that this is what you should do, which is what you're doing. You don't start mentioning backs.
Hey, Mr. Arjun. Mr. Arjun, please. It's a question period. Yeah. It's not a commentary period.
Okay, thank you for giving somebody else a chance to answer the question, but you're wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I would like to say, and I think that...
do you have a question, sir?
Okay, it's going to be a normal question. But there's going to be a little bit of preamble before the question.
Yeah, not too long, please.
Just long enough to make my point. Rob, you had mentioned that I believe there was 2,500 residences that needed to be serviced with bins. Am I right?
So I said there's like roughly 3,000 tax bills that go out.
Okay, so
residents around just under 900 or so.
How many residences?
Around 950 or so.
850. But cottages also make garbage. So including the cottages, how many residences do you have to service with bins?
Total. I think there's 1,650 roughly total residents, both permanent and cottage.
Okay, let's use 1,650. Okay, so we need two bins, right?
Three.
No, forget the brown bins for a moment, okay? Just the recycling and the garbage. Okay, that's 3,300.
I'm sorry, sir, but tonight is a special meeting about taxation and the bylaw. Airbnb. It's a special meeting. We are not allowed to talk about it. Am I right or not?
That's so much.
I'm like, question is wrong.
That's
wrong. Mr. Bernard, first.
No one else. C'est la taxation sur les banques. C'est de ça qu'on parle.
On parle des bins. Parce que c'est toi qui as dit qu'on va avoir une taxe sur les bins. Donc, c'est ma question et propos. OK, ça s'en vient.
So, oui, j'espère.
Let me finish, please. OK, this is very important.
Yes, Nick, go ahead.
You may learn something tonight, Mr. Crocker.
Oui.
I know you have all that problems. Realize that, but I'm going to try to help you.
Oh,
there's 3,300 bins that need to be picked up.
It's just being rude.
Okay?
Yes.
3,300 bins. Now, I know you people are going to go to biweekly. This I know. Yeah. Because we all want the same thing. We want a better gestion des déchets. On veut toute la même chose.
Excuse me. It's going to be biweekly. Have you decided it's biweekly?
Hey, it's going to be every 2 weeks. Because every municipality in Quebec is going to every 2 weeks, including on the island of Montreal.
Yeah.
Okay? So, 3,300 bins over 2 weeks. So you split it up. 1 week you do half of them, the other week you do the other half. That's 1,600 bins on a 5-day work schedule. That's over 300 bins a day for two trucks. Now, you need to buy two sophisticated trucks. These things are at least $350,000 a piece. Okay? You're going to have to hire two drivers, two trucks, mechanics, and you are going ahead in a period where we're being squeezed all over the place. And I'm going to mention also another thing. Your reglements are B&B, Airbnb. The question is coming.
Écoutez, monsieur, je peux vous répondre. Votre question, je peux vous répondre.
Okay.
On n'aurait pas besoin d'engager Selinov. On a juste à l'engager. Il connaît toutes les réponses. J'ai aucune idée. On n'a pas les résultats.
Je vois que t'as aucune idée.
On n'est pas assez intelligent pour avoir les réponses avant l'étude de Selinov.
Vous êtes assez intelligent.
Vous avez décidé de faire un DAS.
Monsieur Francois,
oui,
vous avez déjà engagé tout le monde.
Ça va payer l'étude de Selinov en partant.
Excepté, vous n'avez pas tout.
Moi, j'ai fait des logistiques pour ton affaire, là. Je sais pas si tu as fait des majorités, mais peut-être que tu as, quoi, tu savais que quand tu parlais avec les deux camions, pis t'as pas,
Non, on n'a aucune idée là.
T'as aucune idée comment vider 6000 bins. Peut-être que tu finis.
Non, on a, ça vient d'où 6000 bins? On en a parlé encore hier. Au lac Harrington, s'ils veulent pas qu'on fasse du porte-à-porte, on n'en fera pas. C'est eux autres qui vont décider. Mais ça, vous ne le savez pas.
Prix,
vous créez des problèmes, vous avez des solutions, puis des... On n'a pas la solution, nous autres.
Je suis ici pour demander la question, est-ce qu'on va avoir la transparence de voir l'étude?
Ben oui.
On va montrer les logistiques.
On va avoir des assemblées publiques.
Je demande ce soir de voir la transparence puis de voir les logistiques en arrière de la nouvelle gestion des déchets, incluant les coûts, les provisions, puis combien ça va nous sauver et pas combien ça va nous coûter de plus.
Ah, ça nous sauvera pas de l'argent.
Okay.
On ne sauvera pas d'argent avec ça.
La transparence.
C'est pas ça qu'on dit.
Okay. Est-ce que tout le monde est d'accord qu'on peut voir l'étude?
Ben oui.
Ben oui, une fois qu'elle est complétée, on va la présenter. Avant de
présenter. J'allais parler au monde avant d'embarquer
sur le sujet.
J'allais avoir des consultations publiques.
Ben oui. Ben oui. Arrêtez de vous faire des peurs.
Quand on passe un taxe avant d'avoir. Si tu viens du garage, tu vas être obligé de construire un autre garage pour tous les camions que tu vas acheter.
Encore là, ça vient d'où ça?
A lot of emotions and maybe we made some mistakes. So, there's no decision on the garbage.
No.
We have a... Sorry guys, excuse me. I try to bring down the emotions and explain logically, transparently. So we have an obligation to do a study on the compost materials. It's a law. We're the only municipality has a letter, we have to do it. So that was really the driver to do the study. I think we made a mistake by putting the word bin in there and pre-taxing, you know, for the cost that could come if there is a decision on the bins. We haven't
decided. You're going to process it the next
time. I know. Maybe we made a mistake. We did it in anticipation of there'll be some increased costs, but I can tell you clearly, we have not decided that we're taking bins. We're going to do the study. We're going to share it with consultation with everyone. I'm a resident like the rest of us. And once we finish that, we'll come present it to everybody. You'll have a say whether you think it's a good idea. Maybe we'll have some improvement suggestions. And after that, we'll make a decision.
So as part of that study, are you going to go out and consult with the citizens who this affects?
Yes.
The association.
Okay.
He just told you.
Aujourd'hui, là, on se fait frapper avec l'inflation hors contrôle. On se fait frapper avec les taxes municipales qui montent. On se fait frapper avec les frais des hypothèques en termes de taux d'intérêt. On se fait frapper avec les prix des maisons dérisoires. OK? Puis là, on décide de rendre la vie misérable aux personnes. Combien de personnes qui n'auront plus le moyen de garder leur maison, peut-être un chalet, qui loue deux, trois. Nous autres, là, on est tous dans le même bateau. Mais on dirait que notre gouvernement, c'est comme on n'a pas assez de peine. On se fait embarquer avec des affaires qui coûtent plus cher, qui deviennent plus onéreux, c'est comme, on peut dire peut-être c'est le règlement de la province de Québec. Ma question est-ce qu'on a droit à opt-out de le règlement en ce qui concerne les résidences principales versus les chalets en face de le potentiel de complete change in demographics that are going to require a high percentage of people today who are like this to sell their cottages and their houses, and you'll be having less taxpayers. And you will have, what will you have done? You will have made everybody's life more difficult. It seems to me we pay you people to make our lives more simple. That's the end of my question. Thank you.
So, Rox?
I'm just curious. You talk about paying some firm to have a study on composting. Would it not have been simpler to explain, to have a mailing to every citizen and say, this is what the government is obliging us to do.
Yeah.
do you plan on composting or not? I would expect that among the 950 or 1650 residents, the number of people that actually compost and plan on composting is pretty small. I know in our case, if I have a brown bin, I'm not using it. I'm not going to give my compost away.
No.
And there are a number of people that do compost and are not going to give their compost away. Would it not have been cheaper to simply do a mailing? Ask the individual, do you plan on doing this?
The government, we have to do something about composting.
I understand.
Asking residents what they want.
So what is the law? What is the law? Will someone explain to me? Everyone says
you can't,
we have to do something, which by the way, they told us 6 years ago when I was on council. What is the law that says you have to do this, and what are the penalties if we don't do it?
Premièrement,
you can't oblige somebody to do composting. You can't oblige somebody to recycle.
No,
that is a personal choice that
but
people
we,
make.
But if the government says that we have
to
do something about it, well, we can say, here's your compost bin. If you throw your stuff in the garbage bin or you burn it in the backyard, we can't.
So Jerry, where is the law that everyone is basing this on? Chantal, have you asked to see the law? Has any of the councillors here seen the law that says if you don't compost, here's what will happen to you? Here's what it will cost you as a municipality. Have you seen that law?
No.
Have you seen the law?
I've been briefed on it, but I haven't seen it myself.
Have you seen the law?
We've been briefed on it.
Oui.
Combien
qu'on perdrait pour le recyclage?
34 000.
Si on va pas de l'avant, là, on vous le dit tout de suite, si on va pas de l'avant avec le recyclage, pas le recyclage, mais le waste organique, organic waste, on perd 35 000 $ de ressources. Oui, par année. De recyclage qu'on a en subvention.
Survey, si ça me coûte autant que ça pour avoir le bénéfice-là, ne passe pas l'argent. C'est comme si ça fait 35 000 $ par année. Tu parles de dépenser un demi-million de dollars et engager 2-3 personnes pour ramasser les poubelles pour avoir une subvention de 35 000 $ par année.
Mais là, vous sortez des chiffres, là. Je ne sais pas d'où vous prenez vos chiffres.
Mais tu viens de dire que tu perds 35 000 $ par année.
Mais non, mais tu dis, un demi-million, ça va nous coûter, là, que tu dis, voyons donc.
C'est dans ton budget.
Can I have my turn, sir?
Two
recycling trucks.
Okay.
Don't go away, because I'll tell you about the law you want to know about. There is no such law. There is no such law.
Well,
I'm not surprised.
The provincial government has objectives of trying to do things that will make things possible in the future, such as they at one point in time forbade people to smoke in public buildings, and such as cars are modified not to exhaust chemicals into them. But there is no such law. What the Quebec government says is that we have goals to reduce waste and so on. And then they dump it on the MRC. And the MRC deals with, in our case, is it 7?
9.
Okay, 9. And then the MRC cannot impose anything on your backs. They dump it on you, and you have to deal with it. But you're never forced to do anything by anybody any specific way. The subsidy that, you know, we have a certain amount of money for the reciclage that we do. But that's not, we're not going to lose it. Now, I checked with the MRC. You're aware that the MRC was here in July. You had all the conversation and so on. But there was never any statement to the effect that we are forced to do something. We're forced to deal with the problem sooner or later. But I think it was a mistake to put bins in the budget because that's where it started. People said, oh, okay, we're going to buy bins, so it's a done deal. actually, what you're saying is people are saying not exactly true either. You're not being taxed for these bins. Your intention was to charge them piecemeal for 3 years. So in the budget, what you're being told is that later in the fall, you're going to be sent a bill for your bins, if the bins come.
If the bins come. Whether the bins come or not, you will get sent a tax bill. If this gets
I just want to make a point that it's important to know what the facts are, and not, and you, the facts include that we're all in the same boat in the world, and things have to be done. But they can be done without it being a surprise. That's my point now. And there is nothing that the MRC is saying is mandatory to be done by a certain date. Now, the MRC has had a plan, the BGMI, or they've had a plan that ended in December of 2022, and now they have another plan for 7 years. Now, basically, we never got any information from this plan. Maybe we should have talked about it 6 months ago, a year ago. But, you know, that's where we are, and that's where we need to start. I don't think it's realistic to try and avoid everything. But I'm told by the MRC that there are many options possible, and that all of these options can be looked at, and they would help us to look at the ones we want to look at.
So when I looked at this,
c'est ce qu'on va faire
six
avec
years ago, Cromwell North has a very similar collection system that we have today, except they have the bins buried, which cost them a few bucks, kind of thing. And I talked to the Minister of the Environment at that time, and they told me that was a perfectly acceptable solution. So unless things, and I haven't been around for 6 years, but unless things, what I'm hearing tonight is there's not really a law, but someone says there's a law, and that we're going to save $35,000 a year, and spend God knows what.
The $35,000 for the recycling we already do will probably continue to do it.
Okay, I'll connect votre point de vue.
Anyway.
Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions?
Oui.
Just on the garbage.
Lisa?
Oui, soit autre chose.
Well, I think I was first, but go ahead.
Thank you. And it's not on the garbage, so I'll change something. First of all, the projet de règlement numéro 298-23 pour les poussons et dates, c'est marqué projet dessus. Est-ce que si je comprends bien, c'est pas encore accepté? C'est marqué projet sur la feuille?
Lequel, ça?
Ce projet-là de règlement, donc dans les procédures d'adoption de règlement, on doit faire un avis de motion et on doit déposer un projet de règlement, ce qui a été fait ce soir. Donc, dans une assemblée subséquente, le projet final va être adopté.
OK. Alors, c'est pas encore accepté. C'est toujours un projet, si je comprends bien.
Actuellement, oui.
Bon. So, I'm right. First of all. Donc, secondly, quand c'est marqué projet, et on montre, pour toutes les sections 3 jusqu'à, je pense, 9, où on marque le taux d'imposition par 100 000 $ d'évaluation, ces montants-là, c'est ça qui va être accepté ou non? Parce que j'imagine que ce soit les taxes foncières générales ou le quota de la MRC, tous ces montants-là sont fixés, mais est-ce qu'ils sont nouveaux?
Non.
Non.
Ça a été.
Sont fixés.
Oui, oui, oui.
Est-ce qu'on peut voir, parce que dans le futur, ça serait bien d'avoir pour les mêmes catégories, c'était quoi pour le dernier niveau? C'était quoi les montants pour tout ça? Pour voir c'est quoi l'augmentation. Au lieu de nous dire que c'est 0.43 sous, par rapport, tu sais, bon, 0.43 sous, c'est pas grand-chose. Est-ce qu'on peut voir qu'est-ce que c'était il y a 3 ans?
Je ne sais pas si c'est sur le site web.
Je ne pourrais pas vous dire, là, mais vous avez le même règlement qui existe d'année en année. Donc, si vous allez dans les archives ou dans les documents au niveau des règlements, vous allez voir ça. Également, vous avez dans le projet un comparatif avec l'année passée dans la présentation du budget 2023 qui est sur le site web. Pour les autres années, il faut monter au règlement. Mais dans la présentation du budget, Vous avez même un comparatif sur les taxes depuis les 10 dernières années. Fait que vous avez les taux, vous avez tout ça pour les 10 dernières années dans le dans ce projet de.
Alors pourquoi donc tout ça sur marqué projet si c'est des.
Ben, c'est dans la procédure d'adoption prévue au Code municipal du Québec.
Monsieur?
The question is very simple. The municipality can continue on with the containers we have now. We could be allowed to do that. You're not being forced to go to the bins.
Well, again, we haven't done the study.
No, but you could continue on with the system we have now.
It's a potential. Yeah. It's a potential that we end up doing the study and come back and say it makes no sense. We're not going
to
do it, but we want to do the study to really understand what's the best way forward. We do have some problems that people dump stuff here from outside. We'll lose the subvention if we don't start doing the compost.
Yeah.
We just need to do the study. And we'll come back and we'll present it to everybody. It's going to make sense. We're not going to do something crazy that nobody wants.
I know.
Well, we're here to support what you want, right? That's our job.
We all want the same thing, Rob. We all want the same thing. All we ask for is the transparency to be able to say, this is what it's going to cost me now. This is what it's going to cost us.
Yeah.
That's all we're asking for. We all know this place here, excuse me, this place here is a pig pen.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's not because something that the people are doing, it's us that do that. People come in here, and they come in, and they open the first...
Bin.
I'm not going to swear. And they put their stuff in the bin, and they leave. And the bin is half open, and the buzzards are ripping it all over the place.
How can we get rid of those ones?
Excuse me for a second.
No.
And also... Maybe we should have a meeting or do something to educate people to be smarter. Because like I said, we're all swimming in this same polluted friggin' thing. You know, I came up with an idea. Why don't we take our garbage, maybe this is oversimplistic, but take our garbage to the municipal dump where there's a gentleman there who takes your address and says you put your drywall there, you put your old tires there, and you put your garbage there.
Yeah. That road
I mean, we already have that in place.
They all dump the garbage there.
Yeah, we already have that in place. We're paying somebody there. So, you know, maybe there's an option. I don't know. And you could have a nice compost bin there to make everybody happy. And also, at the previous meeting, M. Frapper a mentionné que un problème, c'est qu'il y a du monde à Rondo qui vient chez nous pour domper leur cochonnerie. Ça, c'est pas acceptable. Mais d'avoir des bins en rentrant à Lakeview, sur le bord du chemin, là, la seule chose qu'on va faire, ça va empêcher le monsieur d'y aller trois quarts de mille plus loin pour domper sa cochonnerie. Il va mettre dans ton bin.
You said this last week.
Where is we'll
do the study.
Yeah.
We will analyze the study.
Okay.
We'll look at it.
Okay.
Talk it over amongst ourselves.
Yeah, good.
Do the due diligence on it.
Okay.
We'll look at the numbers.
Okay.
We'll present it to the citizens.
Yeah.
And we'll go to each association to see what works for you, what doesn't work for you, what are your problems, what aren't your problems. We're going to take all that and throw it in the blender and see what comes out. But that's the progress of it.
And I just wanted to say, I agree that something needs to be done with the garbage and recycling.
That's
what we want. This is our planet. You know, somebody who says
that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, we all want the same thing.
Yeah. We have to think about our environment.
The connotation, and I agree 100% with everybody that's upset about it, because we were too when we looked at it. The word bin. Yes, it gives the indication that we've already made up our minds. That is furthest from the truth than we said last week. We feel that the bin, whether it's a generic bin, a communal bin, or whatever, that's the bin, okay? It doesn't necessarily mean the one that's going to be taken from your house, dragged up the road, and put at the corner, and get, you know, wiped out by a snowplow, or need six guys now to operate the truck because the bins are further back from the road, and all that. All that stuff's going to look at. But I understand how it looks wrong, okay? Admittedly, and we've talked about this, but the $100 that we're imposing in the taxes is to compensate for what will be a an added cost, whether it's a compost bin because we have to, or a communal bin that we have to buy more of, or brown metal bins that we have to put beside the green and the blues out there, it's going to cost something to make it better.
Jerry, you're popping $300.
Brian, that's 100 next year and 100 the year after. Yeah. If it even happens. We haven't even got this year yet.
$300. $1,600 residents is $480,000.
Go ahead, sir.
Please talk and be recognized.
Yes.
Sure, please.
Wait, Mr.
All right, I'm not in a position to say whether a bin is a solution or whatever is being proposed as a solution, because I'm not sure I really understand what the council itself is trying to do. So this man, I thought, was very helpful. He first of all clarified that this apparently is not a law that is being imposed on municipalities. It's an objective, which I imagine is driven largely by environmental. I think it would help all of us if we knew, well, what is the objective, first of all, that the government, the current government has. What are the binding conditions on us, or any costs if we don't somehow show we're going along with that? Do we have any communal objectives that we want to tie in, like these people have been talking about environmental objectives and things like that? So we know what it is we're trying to do and why before we start looking at what types of solutions would be best. I think if it was put that way and then said, by the way, we're going to have a consultant who come in and ask people about these different options or propose different options, then at least we would know what it is that we're trying to propose and design options to achieve. It's not clear to me what it is we're actually trying to achieve.
Number one, number two, number three.
Gordon?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the numbers here, 4%. I'd like to know what that is in dollar figures. Because when it says here 4.43% or on an valuation of $100, wouldn't that work up to like $430 more taxes?
It depends.
It's
4.5%.
It goes from depending on the increase 4.2 to 4.8, and the average was
4.5%.
Yeah,
the average.
Additional.
Yes.
Yes. Necessarily.
Yes.
It's a percentage, but it doesn't mean that percentage has gone up.
Monsieur Saint-Charles. Avez-vous une question? Oui, s'il vous plaît, Monsieur Saint-Charles.
À l'éco-centre, on a une grosse pile de pneus et une grosse pile d'arbres. Les pneus, je pense qu'ils ont commencé à être sortis, là, parce que ça commençait à ressembler à Saint-Amand l'automne passé. Mais là, il y en a pas mal moins, d'après ce que j'ai vu. Qu'est-ce qu'on va faire avec cette immense tas de bois? Là, il y a un pied de neige dessus, il n'est pas dangereux. Mais à un moment donné, anciennement, il brûlait avec les pompiers, je pense. Mais ça fait plusieurs années qu'on enfile. Et puis là, ben, tout est rendu bien gros. Puis en plus, ça devient quasiment très difficile d'aller porter les branches parce que le tas, il avance de plus en plus vers les guides normales. Donc, à un moment donné, il faudra peut-être commencer à faire quelque chose pour s'en débarrasser. Je sais pas, vous avez déjà prévu quoi?
Je sais pas exactement.
Ça avait été souligné au niveau du conseil,
ouais.
Mais avec l'étude qui avait été mise cette année pour les branches, le conseil avait décidé d'essayer de regarder ça l'année prochaine pour cette année. Mais le terrain est très grand aussi, là. On est en train de regarder des solutions, mais la problématique majeure là-dedans, c'est que toutes les municipalités ont eu des millions de branches qui sont arrivées et les voies de sortie pour réutiliser sont plus difficilement utilisables. Donc, on regarde les solutions avec d'autres municipalités, mais pour essayer aussi pas que ça coûte.
Oui, madame.
You projected 3 years of expenses on the budget, but you didn't give us.
No, the budget. There's a 3-year plan and a budget. It's two separate entities that were presented.
Okay. However, you didn't tell us what our increase is going to be in 2024 or 2025. Oh, no.
Because
we
know.
No.
Yeah. We have a budget on a yearly basis.
But you...
It's a three-year plan.
Capital asset plan.
Capital asset plan.
Yeah. With a big expenditure in 2025.
Yeah.
The biggest.
Yeah.
So if it's going up 4.8 this year, or 2025 is guaranteed to be way higher than 4.8.
It depends.
Can I just, I will just say, it depends. This plan is just a plan. It's what the project are on the table, but it's not sure that they will be realized. So they can change. Do we, where if the government will they open the project so we have some grants that we can go? So it can vary on the year. I can say 2025. Maybe it will be maybe 20, 27, 28. We don't know. It's just project that they ask us, the government asked us to do a plan, and the plan was accepted by the government. So that's what we reflect on the plan that we made. The other thing, it's, you know, sometimes we have some expensive in that plan, but they are there to have a reduced cost in the operation budget. So we don't just acquire some asset if we don't have a positive impact in the operation. So sometimes when we buy something, I would just say, if I have a 10-year truck and it costs a lot each year to repair, to put money on it, and sometimes I can buy a new truck, okay, completely new. So you will see after on the plan. But the cost on 10 years, even the acquisition cost, will generate less fees, reparation, etc. So it costs less on operation for the municipality. So it has to have an equilibrium. So we don't buy things just to buy. We don't do road just to do road. They have an impact. And sometimes, some example, on the road, we have to do, if I built a road, a part of road, and I do nothing, in 20 years, the road will be finished. Okay?
We know, because we maintain our road.
Yeah. So, but if we do, with the help of the engineer, if we do some specific work during the life of the road, maybe we will be able to maintain it for 40 years. And we know that construct a road costs a lot. So it's why in this program you don't see the detail, but you have some action to be preventive. You have action to have the possibility to maintain the life of the road. It's not just construction of the road. Yeah. So,
oui, Sonia.
But it's a plan.
Oui, Sonia.
I just want to know about the Airbnb and the principal residence. Do you know about how many, I know you want the going to go already in the zones that are already eligible, but do you know about how many principal residents are in that zone that could be an Airbnb?
For the moment, we begin the process, okay? Like all the other municipalities in Quebec, because we have a very short deadline. So we produce, but we have to follow a procedure. So we will know how many person live who have the right on each zone. So when we have to do a register for the zone, we will have this calculation. But for the moment, we begin the process. We don't have the specific by zone information.
So you're not sure
then? Oh, I don't know. It's, you know, we don't have this information in the municipal archive.
I talked to someone in Chelsea, Quebec, because they have just, the government has implemented the Bill 67, which you're talking about, right?
Yep.
They said it's a nightmare. I talked to somebody.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, they're saying it's for 31 days is the minimum. You have to have a CITQ number, like the registration, etc. But who will monitor all that? Who's going to monitor all that?
Now who's going to enforce it? Because it happens now. It's not achievable.
You know, it's a Airbnb, it's a, on, even if it's a main residence or a cottage, or it's for all the municipality and for the government, it's difficult.
Yeah,
Okay? It's not no easy way to have it to be implemented, but the government put some rules, so we hope with this new bill that we will have a result.
Apparently, what you're doing, I guess, is saying that it's only going to be tickets for the souls that already have an Airbnb.
For the moment, we just readopt the same thing as we have. Yeah. So we don't change, it changes a little bit the name of the usage or things like that, but we do as it is today, and we will not change anything. So we will just, it will continue. Now, main residents are included in Etablissement Touriste. But because the law changed, we have to modify a little bit our bylaw, but what the municipality wants to do, for the moment, it's do exactly the same as we have for a few years.
Okay, but right now you're not allowed to do any Airbnb in your principal residence.
No,
okay.
In Maine, in Cottage, in except the five zones. Everywhere, you are not allowed today or yesterday, last week, last month, last year, you were not allowed to do Airbnb except in the five zone that we mentioned.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is that now it's going to be able to be done in your principal residence. And apparently, when I spoke to the person in Chelsea, she said, yes, the government's going to force it on the municipalities, you have no choice, but you can do. They had a referendum, and what happened was they lost by 20 votes because they have major problems. Yes, Chelsea is not compared to Harrington, it's bigger than here, but they had a lot of problems with it, and they said they had a referendum. They lost, they did lose a referendum by 20 votes, but what they said is that you have to do it, but maybe that you can just, it doesn't have to be as many.
We have to do it before a certain date. To not create, I will say it in French, des droits acquis. So we don't want to have, okay, because if we don't do this, some people will create droits acquis that it will be more difficult to manage. Now, because we do this, okay, because before, Airbnb has no distinction between main residence and cottage. Nothing in the law. Now the government says, oh, no. But now, municipality, we made a difference. You have right to do some Airbnb in main residence, and the Airbnb for all others, cottage, everything, it's another thing. So they split it. So for our bylaw, and the bylaw of the government will take place for main residence everywhere. It's why municipality go there and say, okay, maybe we don't want to do it on all territory. So it's why the municipality adopt these bylaws to do the statu quo for the moment, just to protect and do the statu quo. In the process, people will be able to come and have some explanation. We will explain how, if you agree or not agree, what to do, and we will continue the legal process like that. But for the moment, we just want to maintain the statu quo, and if some changes are to be made, and some citizen in some zone want to have it and they don't have it, they will have the possibility to do, as all bylaw in urbanists, some sign a register. So maybe for this zone, we will go on referendum. So it depends of municipality. Some municipality, people don't want to have Airbnb, no way. So even if they done a referendum, it was no. Sometimes it said yes, so it depends. So it's difficult to say here what will happen. But we will say in the process.
When was our municipality notified from the Quebec government that...
The only thing we say, we adjust our bylaw to say we want the Airbnb, even if it's in main house or cottage, in the same zone as we have already.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
But my question is... My question is, when was the municipality in Harrington notified that the Bill 67 could be implemented in Harrington?
We begin tonight, the process. So the process will go in the next month, a month and a half. So next step, It's you will see a public notice in the journal everywhere saying that we will have a meeting, a public meeting here the 13th of February, explaining it. There we will explain the next step. So it's not an easy process, and we will adopt a second time the bylaw. After we will adopt maybe 40 or 50 project of bylaw that we will have to follow. So it's a specific and a different process for this type of bylaw that the government passed with Bill 67. But you will be informed at each step. So just follow. Just follow on the.
I think the question she asked her was, when were we notified about Bill 67? What's your question?
When?
Did you know what they tell us?
You know, it's new, okay? Because Bill 67, we heard about it maybe in October, November, okay? But we heard about it with no law. We didn't see the law. The government have the law, the project, and everywhere. So in the government, before, the municipality can have it, the lawyer can have it to analyze what to do. We just have this bylaw project working with the lawyer, because I will just explain. The lawyer have to talk, the lawyer, everyone, have to talk to all the FQM, UMQ, Directeur des Association des Directeurs Municipaux, with the government to know, to understand, and everyone know the process to follow, and because they have too much discrepancy and everything. So now they agree on the process so we can begin and do it.
And the law is not available to read.
Hmm?
La loi
est pas faite encore. I don't know. I think elle doit être faite parce que on serait pas là parce qu'ils peuvent pas faire des lois sans.
Regardez, ouais. Le site pas disponible.
Elle peut-être pas disponible, mais faite puis est effective. Je pense 25 mars ou quelque chose comme ça.
Est-ce que je peux poser une question? Parce que on suit les règlements de la Parlement de Québec. Par la municipalité de Harrington, pour quelque chose qui affecte tout le monde ici dans la chambre. J'aimerais poser une question, pas à la conseil, mais à les personnes dans la chambre ici. I'll say it in English, and then I'll say it in French. How many people here in this community are against the cottages being used as B&Bs? With a raise of your hands. How many people here?
It has to be your principal residence.
I know it doesn't have to be anything. I'm asking us. You don't understand my question? Okay. My question, what I'm trying to do is, I'm trying to say that I want to know who thinks that cottages should be exempt from being used as B&Bs, is my question.
Can I just say, in the process, we will know because the process, everyone will have the right to identify and say what they want. Because here we are 150 person of 3,000 person.
But first of all, I don't think you understand because it's not a conscious.
Oui, madame.
When we do the public meeting, we will explain the zone. But if you call to the municipality with your address, you can ask if you are part of this zone, if it's authorized, because we don't change. I just explained. If you're authorized to do an Airbnb today with the bylaw, you will be authorized in the next. If you are not authorized, maybe you will not be authorized.
La
I will say at
web.
The end.
La carte est sur le site web avec les
je ne sais pas. Je peux pas me prononcer dessus.
Pour les chalets.
Okay. Pour les chalets, si vous êtes dans les 5 zones que j'ai nommées tantôt, vous avez le droit de louer avec Airbnb. Vous devez vous conformer aux règles du gouvernement du Québec, mais vous avez le droit. Si vous êtes à l'extérieur de ces zones-là, vous n'avez pas le droit de louer comme de Airbnb. Mais là, je vais préciser, 31 jours et moins. Donc, si vous décidez de louer votre chalet pour 32 jours à la même personne, vous avez le droit. Là, on parle des séjours de 31 jours ou moins.
Autrement dit, les chalets sont soumis aux mêmes règles. Oui. Que les résidences principales.
Ben, avant aujourd'hui, quand on a fait les avis, les chalets, les maisons principales étaient traitées sur le même pied d'égalité. Exactement. C'était la même chose. 31 jours ou moins, si vous êtes dans les 5 zones, vous avez le droit. 31, vous avez le droit, donc, à URB 132, 134, 147, là, les zones que je nommais. Si votre résidence est là, vous avez le droit de louer. À court terme, moins de 31 jours. Si vous n'êtes pas dans ces zones-là, vous n'avez pas le droit de louer.
Mais par contre, vous pouvez louer 31 jours.
Mais vous pouvez louer 31, plus de 31 jours à la même personne, mais pas avec des gens qui rentrent, qui sortent continuellement.
Court terme.
C'est la différence. C'est important, cette différence.
Oui.
Exactement.
Because over the 31 days of families are staying, it's considered a lease.
Yeah, so more than 31 days, you can rent everywhere. No, you have to check the bylaw if it's permitted, but you can.
I mean, we're referencing a lot of Airbnb all the time. That's the legal right. Yeah, when we're talking short-term rentals, short-term, long-term rentals, it doesn't necessarily have Airbnb any rental.
I'm looking at the website. I can't find the maps for the zones. Like, where would I find that?
No, but you can call with your address and we will tell you if it's in the zone.
Okay. Could we not put it on
I've been looking, I can't.
When we will add it for the bylaw, we will add it on No, I'm sorry, but for me, I cannot answer, but best thing, come on the 30. Or after, if you don't cannot come, come to the office and we will help you.
Oui, Pierre.
If you have a specific address, you could call our urban store manager.
Is that by law and zoning put on the internet yet?
Yep.
They're all there.
Yeah, already.
Yeah,
okay. I called Friday and
Friday was not there. It's more normal. We finish it today, okay? Because it's very. We have to verify. Few things with the lawyer to be sure that we were okay. But now today, at 4 o'clock, 3:30, it was there. So you have it. All this project that you have in paper, it's already on their website. It's in French for the moment. We will need some time just to do the translation because it's legal document. We need a little bit time, more time.
And the zoning should be, the map should be put on there also?
With the explanation, we will try to do a map because it's not a... Well, just to be sure that it's accurate.
I just want to make a point. The principal residence can be a 16-room castle. So can a small chalet-style house with one bedroom. That can be your principal residence as well, if it is your principal residence, as a matter of fact.
It goes by your driver's license.
No, man.
It goes by the number of days you reside in it.
Not your driver's license.
Bank.
If you have two residences, your principal residence is the one you occupy the most, wherever it is.
C'est votre adresse principale.
C'est votre adresse principale, là où vous faites affaire normalement, légalement.
Oui.
Non,
oui, monsieur.
C'est pas juste un nombre de jours.
C'est pas juste un nombre de jours.
C'est là où vous faites affaire, vos droits légaux font affaire.
Madame, j'ai une question pour vous.
Oui.
Vous parlez d'un processus qui existait pour justement arrêter la consultation publique.
Oui.
Pouvez-vous me parler un peu du processus qui va exister après la consultation?
C'est là que je vais laisser la place à l'urbaniste qui va pouvoir vous expliquer. Mais là, j'ai peut-être pas toutes les informations. Laissez-moi 2 secondes. Juste pour.
Peut-être à haut niveau, comme la directrice générale connaissait un peu les lois et comment ça
fonctionne. Oui, mais ce processus-là est différent de tous les processus d'adoption. Je vais vous donner un exemple. Certains, on va faire un avis de motion, une adoption premier projet de règlement qu'on a fait ce soir, l'assemblée de consultation, une autre adoption de règlement, un avis de conformité de la MRC, les entrées en vigueur. Il y en a d'autres en plus qui vont se rajouter qu'on va réadopter le second projet de règlement et qu'ensuite on va réadopter tous les projets de règlement, un règlement par zone pour toutes les zones qu'on a prohibé l'information. Donc, actuellement, on finalise, on peaufine ça. Prochaine étape, assemblée de consultation. On va ensuite adopter le second projet. On va ouvrir un registre, il va y avoir des registres. C'est là qu'on va pouvoir plus vous informer à ce sujet-là. Puis, même en vous l'expliquant, je pense que quand vous allez arriver au registre, il va y avoir quand même une fois, à un moment donné, 40-50 registres qui vont être ouverts. Et ça va être la zone où vous êtes et les zones contiguës qui vont pouvoir signer. Donc, c'est difficile à chaque cas. Ça va être de décider pour vous. Est-ce que vous tenez à avoir à ce que ce soit prohibé dans votre secteur ou que ce soit autorisé dans votre secteur? Ça va être la réflexion. Puis, dépendamment dans le secteur que vous êtes, à ce moment-là, vous allez pouvoir signer un registre ou non, dépendamment si vous êtes d'accord ou non, sur plein de règlements. Mais ça va tout être le même jour, là. On va juste... On va régler ça. Non, c'est pas encore fixé, là.
Sachant que le règlement soit passé avant le 31 mars...
Bien, on fait le processus le plus rapidement qu'on peut, là. Mais il faut comprendre aussi, on doit valider, on doit avoir la disponibilité du conseil, on tombe en période électorale vendredi, tout ça au niveau, au rythme que la municipalité aussi est capable de faire.
Que ma question à vous, parce que puis, je n'ai pas toutes les réponses, mais si on sait qu'il y a un projet qui s'en vient ou qu'il y a une loi qui s'en vient le 31, je pense que c'est assez compliqué, je pense qu'il s'en vient, puis je suis certain que l'organisme s'y travaille à faire en ce moment. Fait que là, je veux juste essayer de comprendre, puis je n'ai pas de grande notion justement de la municipalité. Mais là, on va avoir une consultation publique la journée avant le conseil.
Le jour du conseil.
Le jour du conseil. Ouais. Le jour du conseil, puis le soir, il y a le conseil. Ouais. Et puis là, on adopte.
On va attendre. Actuellement, il va y avoir la consultation. Et si on a adopté, on va adopter dans une séance extraordinaire, mais pas le soir même, là, parce que on va voir qu'est-ce qui va se passer aussi à la consultation. Là, faut laisser aussi autant conseil à réagir aux informations. Mais d'après moi, la procédure elle va être standard, puis les gens vont se prononcer lors des ouvertures de registre. C'est là que ça va se prononcer. Et si le registre, il y a le nombre suffisant de personnes qui signent le registre, à ce moment-là, le conseil décidera s'il veut aller en référendum ou pas.
C'est quoi le nombre de personnes qui a besoin de signer le registre?
Je pourrais pas vous dire. Le calcul est modifié, étant donné que c'est un règlement spécial. Le calcul du nombre est modifié. Je peux pas vous dire.
Cette information-là est disponible?
Elle n'est pas disponible. Bon, faut faire les calculs par zone, par chacune des zones. C'est pas fait encore.
Ça, les zones, on parle des zones rurales.
Oui, la zone 1, zone 2, rurale, agricole, etc.
This study it's not something new. This study has been talked about our council where the previous mayor was here. So this study has been in the works, or not in the works, as the case may be, for at least 3 years.
And I'm new here, so that's
okay. So, you know, it's we're finally doing something. It was supposed to be done last year, the year before. So we're finally doing it.
Oui, Pierre.
I'm going to bring this up again. I brought it up 3 or 4 times now. I'm going to bring it up since you did the budget and all your taxes. And I brought it up last week and last year and the year before, previous counselors. So people paying their taxes for garbage, everybody gets paid the same, right? And you just did the budget again. How come this question was not asked? I haven't got an answer yet. Why am I paying taxes unfairly if somebody has a $50,000 house? And
on
my house is $100,
I'm paying
more.
For the garbage,
why isn't that done? For over a year, 2 years now. For why is this being even discussed?
Okay, for the garbage, okay, so some tariff that we have in the municipality, like the garbage, it's by door. Okay, in every municipality, we take the cost of the garbage and we split it, all the municipalities split it by door. So if it's not a related, it's a service that we give to, it's not the value. Okay, and it's recognized in the, but the council can decide to say, okay, if I have a campaign, we can charge more there. If we have a dépanneur, we can charge more there. So it's the choice of the council. So this year, we begin to tax commercial. All the other year, commercial were not taxed for, were not have a tariff for the use of garbage. So we added this year to be sure that everyone pay a cost. But we will see also with the study, because we don't have a lot of commercial here, okay? We have few. But they have to pay the tariff, but it's normal that it's by door, and it's something that is recognized on all municipalities. If we decided to pay it by taxation, example, some citizen can go to the government, make a complaint, and it has to be related, so we don't have a lot of choice to tax for garbage.
It's a
police
state.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
your police and your fire, that's different. So why am I paying more for $100,000
house than $50,000 house? The SQ tax, okay? We receive an account, from a bill from the government based on the value of the home, okay? So, when we transfer it on the value of the home, so we have no discrepancy. But it's a choice of the council if they decide to charge it by property or property or charge it by evaluation. What we have to not forget, and the council, if we decide to say, okay, I charge it not by evaluation, by number of property, okay? So everyone pay $250, example, based on that. So just maybe the home of 10 million will pay $250, okay? But we receive for this home maybe a bill of, I would say, 10,000, 15,000. So it's a question of equity to try not to have a discrepancy, okay, or manage the tax differently that we receive from the government. The best practice is when you receive a bill based in value, you try to transfer it based in value. So people who have a smaller home are not paying for the person who have a 10 million house.
It's that difference. Right? So you're going to have, wherever that line is drawn, if you go by $200 by property, then the people below that median are going to pay more. So people above that are going to pay less.
I'll talk to them after.
So you're robbing from the poor, or robbing from the poor, and you got the rich head.
But the only thing with the police, for example, everybody gets the same service when
you're
poor.
Right, but it can be done, but like I said,
well, I'm hoping I'm gonna
for the same service, somebody's going to say, these people are going to pay, these people down here are going to pay more, and these people are going to pay less. It can be done, but...
I just wanted to make a comment that the wife had asked me to mention, Ms. Holly Morrison on 33 McCrimmon Road. She mentioned that there's been a drastic change in the demographics of our little community with
Teletravai.
Pardon me?
Teletravai.
Teletravai. There's a lot more people right now using our services in our community than since forever, including more garbage, better roads conditions. You know, we are going to be faced with higher costs to service a community that has more requirements, needs. as the demographics, maybe it'll change, but I don't think it will. And also we're in a demographic that is aging. So we're going to, you know, we need to be conscientious of that change in the demographics, you know, as part of our, like, due diligence regarding our services required and so on and so forth. That was the message that my wife said I should give today.
Okay. Oui, il y a une autre question.
But there is a problem with the snowplow coming. But for the older people that have a long driveway, it's not really possible.
That's where
it's there.
They've done this in many municipalities around the province in the last 10 years. We're like practically the last one in the province.
And we go back and forth from Toronto, and my husband's saying people are leaving their garbage things right in front because they don't want to bring it back and forth. Mm-hmm. People are dropping their garbage along their way. He sees them. They drop their garbage on the street. So is that what's
going to
happen?
It won't be maybe as much. Yeah. Well, they won't be.
Okay. Oui, je pense qu'on va... Oui. Est-ce que je peux avoir quelqu'un pour poser la fin de l'Assemblée?
Oui.
T'as pas besoin d'y aller bien loin là, pour voir, mettons, là, mais c'est une chose de même, que les autres qui ont des bins individuels pour les résidences.
OK.
Nous sommes...
Montcalm, Arundel, Bartmeu, Berdeau, partout, tout le monde, c'est nous autres.
Oui, oui, mais ma question, M. Saint-Onge, est-ce que peut-être on est choyé d'être le seul qui a une affaire qui est plus efficace que... Qu'est-ce que vous en pensez?
Non, je pense que les... En tout cas... Non. On verra. Là. Est-ce que ça va être les résultats de l'étude qui va déterminer, c'est pas moi qui va déterminer.
Est-ce que tu penses que ça va coûter moins cher ou plus cher?
Oui, là,
on ne le sait pas. On ne sait pas, on n'a pas eu les résultats encore. Ça va aller, on va avoir les résultats à la fin du mois.
Je comprends, mais juste parce que je fais commentaire sur votre commentaire qui dit que tout le monde le fait, donc... On est supposé peut-être d'assumer qu'on devrait le faire aussi.
Non, c'est pas parce que le gouvernement dit qu'on devrait le faire. Alors, c'est le temps de le faire parce que tout le monde l'a fait. Là. C'est, on est les derniers quasiment. Là. Au Québec, pas juste dans le Mercier, là, au Québec.
Est-ce que je peux avoir quelqu'un pour lever l'Assemblée?
Oui,
moi. Rob? OK. Merci. Accepté par Chantal. Julie? Daniel?
Oui.
Jerry? Oui, merci. Bien, merci beaucoup pour être venu ce soir. Thank you very much. Thank you.